All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You have been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that's been inside of you all along. I'm your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader, and this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. Season 7 is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision God has for your life, and shattering every limit that's been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second-guessing your dreams, and start living the life you were born to live, then you're in the right place. Every week, we're going to dive deep in faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to help you unlock the next level. No sugarcoating, no excuses, just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human with purpose, with power, your true potential. It's time to stop playing nice, baby. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Okay, listen. We're going to talk about something I've talked about this topic a few times. So my husband's going to do an eye roll because he's like, stop doing the same thing. No, he really just says that for Microdose Monday, because there are a lot of episodes I've done, like very detailed, but I just get so excited. And I feel like it's been so long since I've talked about it. I've got a lot of new people here. But I agree. So we're going to start pointing out some specific episodes for you guys to tune into. So I didn't do my research before I started talking and hit record on here, but I did do a podcast on narcissism before and kind of how we all have those tendencies. Like everybody has a little narcissism inside of themselves, but we're going to jump into it. Okay. Cause this is going to be a little bit different conversation. This was a listener request. And it's kind of, you know, two requests rolled into one. So we're going to get into it and I'm going to try to do this without spilling people's tea. Okay. I'm going to try to do that to protect some peace, to protect some privacy. But narcissist is someone with narcissistic traits, or, you know, there is a clinical diagnosis of NPD. Okay. There is literally a complex mental health condition that's characterized by an excessive need for admiration. Okay. Excessive need for admiration. I want you to cue the keyword excessive, a lack of empathy and an inflated sense of self-importance. Okay. People with NPD often struggle with forming healthy relationships because they prioritize their own needs and may be, dismissive and absolutely volatile to other people. But it is important to note that not everyone who displays narcissistic behaviors has NPD. Can I make that clear again? Okay. Not everybody who displays the narcissistic behaviors has this diagnosis. Okay. They can exist in people without the full disorder. This term has been overused because it's applied in casual and exaggerated ways. So everyone's out here, all these psychiatrists running around without degrees like yourself, they're labeling other people as narcissists when they display some kind of selfishness or arrogance or even just like self-confidence, traits that don't necessarily indicate a clinical disorder. But it's a way to kind of give them an excuse of the trauma they're going through to blame the other person, right? Oh, he's a narcissist, you know, and it just takes responsibility off of you. So I think it's toxic. So if you're someone who is throwing that word around, I want you to take a deep breath, okay? Because it's not okay. It's not okay. Because then when we really are dealing, you know, with the actual clinical struggle of narcissism, it just kind of, it's just brushed to the side. It's just overused. Okay. So now we've got misunderstandings and we have everybody out here like trying to, you know, putting a stigma on everything. And the broad application of the word in everyday context makes it feel like a catch-all insult. It literally is diluting the meaning. When it's used too much, it's hard to distinguish between someone who, you know, legitimately is a narcissistic human and someone who is just behaving in a way that rubs other people the wrong way. Okay. Identifying a narcissist in the case of someone with the personality disorder, it's challenging because there's a lot of signs that are subtle, and could just seem like typical personality traits, but it's not on us to hand out the disorder. I just want you guys to start to be aware of the extreme signs and what a true narcissist is. And I actually am in the space of one myself. And so it's easy to see how much I personally have overused the word, and myself included, diluting the meaning, you know, absolutely, because I know what someone with true NPD is and can be like. So they've got this grandiose, inflated sense of self-importance. Okay. I mean, huge. Narcissists often have an exaggerated sense of their own achievements, their talents, and they expect everybody to recognize them as superior, even without substantial evidence. So these are going to be the people that are constantly boasting about their accomplishments or expect admiration without doing anything to earn it. Like, they showed up and that's enough. Okay. Another hallmark of narcissism is a lack of empathy. This is the inability or like the unwillingness to empathize with other people. So they're disregarding or dismissing other people's feelings, needs, and struggles, and they focus entirely on their own desires and experiences. This can manifest as someone who is just callous or even a tendency to exploit other people. And there is that constant need for admiration. Narcissists crave attention. They crave validation. This is what gets them through from moment to moment. They may go to great lengths to ensure they are the center of attention. They think they are the party, okay? Often expecting praise and admiration, even for small, unremarkable accomplishments. They will love bomb the fuck out of you, okay? I know a narcissist that literally loves everybody in some moments, loves everybody, but I mean, it's not the truth. Right? It's insane. So there's a lot of just that constant craving for them to have that admiration. Okay. Everybody has to love them and they love everybody, but there is a sense of entitlement that is really toxic as well. Narcissists believe that they're entitled to special treatment and that rules and social norms, they just don't apply to them. So they're going to become angry or upset if they don't receive the attention or recognition they feel they deserve. The worst part is going to be someone like myself setting boundaries with someone who absolutely thinks they're entitled to some kind of reaction from me or some kind of expectation. So I am definitely the kind of person that a narcissist will avoid with everything they are. They're manipulative and they have that, you know, crazy ass behavior. Narcissists tend to use other people for their own gain. No regard for feelings or the needs that they are exploiting. And they're going to manipulate situations and they're going to manipulate people. A lot of narcissists will try to buy their friends. They want to get what they want. They're going to manipulate and there will be no remorse and there will be no guilt. There is an exhibit of arrogant attitude. They're arrogant and they're superior, acting as if they are above other people, constantly belittling people they perceive as inferior. If you do not agree, there is something wrong with you. You are the problem. If you are not in their audience of support and admiration, you are wrong. And this is a tendency to criticize or put other people down too, in subtle or even not so subtle ways, but it's never about them, right? It's always somebody else. And there's no way they can accept criticism. They will react defensively and sometimes even aggressively to any form of criticism, as this is a personal attack on their self-worth. So they have to deny and distort their own reality to avoid facing any flaws or mistakes. And they think that this manipulation is not noticed by other people. They think that people don't put the pieces together, because that is the arrogance in that nobody can see what I do. Okay. That is a false ideal and it's toxic. But if you are getting into like romantic and personal relationships with someone as a narcissist, they're going to initially idealize you. They're going to make you feel like you're the most important person in their life, but over time, they're going to devalue you. They're going to show a lack of appreciation. They're even going to engage in emotional and psychological abuse when they feel like you're no longer meeting their needs. If you're setting boundaries, you no longer have value to this person. They have an inability to sustain healthy relationships because they are so self-centered in nature. They lack empathy. They struggle to maintain any long-term healthy relationships, and they're going to discard people who don't serve their needs. They will become distant and they will become cold over time. Or they're going to love bomb and manipulate people to stay. Narcissists are going to distort the truth. Here we are with the gaslighting, okay? They're going to distort the truth to make others question their perceptions or memories. Always. The tactic is gaslighting. It's meant to make the narcissist appear blameless. Always. This person is blameless. They have never, nor will they ever do anything wrong. They will manipulate anyone into doubting their own reality. And I think the most important thing we talk about today is like, how do we handle the narcissist, right? The one in my life, I'm setting clear boundaries. That's it. And they will push the boundaries. I do not engage in power struggles. There is no point in arguing with someone who is a narcissist because it's fruitless. They are never going to take responsibility for their actions. Never. You've got to protect your emotions. If you're dealing with a narcissist, you have to maintain emotional distance and stop letting their behavior affect your self-worth. You have to stop. You don't give them the chance to drain you. You don't give them the chance to manipulate you. You do not engage. Do you know how many people I have told, stop engaging, stop engaging, stop engaging? They don't understand what's happening when, you know, shit just blows up one day. And I'm like, stop engaging, stop engaging. You have to remember that not everyone who shows these traits really has the NPD. Okay. A full diagnosis requires like a long pattern of behavior that's consistent over time. So it's not just maybe a window out of someone's life where they were kind of in a selfish season, because that's happened. But if, you know, if you suspect this, then be willing to have the hard conversation and get some help. How do you heal? Okay. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, holy shit, she just described my wife. She just described my husband. She just described my brother's wife, whatever it is. Okay. If we're going to heal and move on from the codependent relationships, and we're going to, you know, go ahead and walk away from the narcissist, this is a complex emotional process. Okay. Cause this is what I see. This is what I see so many people doing. They complain about the narcissists, but they don't do anything about it, right? Like, they've just accepted it. And I'm okay with that, because what you're not changing, you're choosing. And I can respect that, but I'm also not the person to complain to about it. I'm truly not. So, you know, let's say Sarah has been married to a narcissist and I've been coaching her for 6 months, and her constant complaint is that she's with a narcissist. And that's her complaint every day. Like, her life is just shit. 6 months of complaining, never taking action. I'm not going to continue to work with you. Like, you're choosing. And I get that it's fucking hard. Okay. But so is staying where you are. But there is a process. There's things you can do. There's steps that you can do, internal work and practical steps that can come through to help you move on and heal from this. But you have to make a choice, because what you're not changing, your choosing. And the world doesn't want to hear you complain about it. I no longer feel sorry, you know, for people that I see, because they're making the choice. And I think that's almost just sometimes just as toxic. And then using the other person to carry the weight of how their life sucks. Like, you're making a choice, honey. You're making a choice. If you're staying with your wife and she's a narcissist, you're making a choice. And it's okay if that's what you want. I mean, it's your life. I don't have to live it, but I also don't have to hear the complaining, right? The constant complaining, the just, you want people to feel sorry for you. That's a toxic, toxic trait. And it's never going to be what helps you rise up, but I do have some steps that can. Okay. Codependency involves that unhealthy reliance on another person. And I think this happens, especially in a relationship with someone who's a narcissist. You rely on them for that validation, for the self-worth, for the emotional stability. And when you're involved with someone that's a narcissist, that manipulated self-centered behavior is going to exacerbate any codependent tendencies. It's going to make it harder to break free. It really does. And I get that, bitch. I get it. It's hard. But here's how you can approach healing, okay, from codependency and ending the relationship with a narcissist. You have to recognize and accept the issue. And that means, like, you want to understand codependency. You have to realize that being codependent involves sacrificing your own needs for someone else, feeling responsible for how other people feel, and having difficulty setting boundaries. Acknowledge that these patterns were likely reinforced by that relationship. Acknowledge the abuse. Acknowledge your codependency. Okay. You have some massive responsibility to take. And what's going to happen is that narcissist is going to manipulate, gaslight, and emotionally abuse you to leave you confused. You're going to have that self-doubt, and they're going to manipulate to that dependence. And when you can recognize that this is a form of abuse, you start to see that the narcissist behavior is not your fault. It is not your fault. It is not your fault how he has behaved. It is not your fault how she has treated you. What is your fault is not doing something about it. You have to strengthen your boundaries. Establish firm boundaries. One of the first steps in healing from codependency is learning to say no. No is a one-word answer. Prioritize your own well-being. Set clear, non-negotiable boundaries with the person, whether it's limiting contact or refusing to tolerate disrespect. They're going to push the boundaries and they're going to disregard them, sometimes entirely. So it is essential to hold your ground. You have to be prepared for resistance. Be prepared for the manipulation, the guilt trips, the love bombing, whatever it is that this narcissist is going to do. But you have to remind yourself that your well-being is the priority. That's it. You get one shot at this life, babe, this human experience. We want to make it as beautiful as possible. And it is not your fault where you are, but it is your choice where you're going to go. Okay. So this is a breakup that you're going to plan strategically. You prepare yourself emotionally. Ending a relationship is going to be hard no matter where you are. But with a narcissist, you're going to be emotionally drained. It is natural because you're going to feel guilty. You're going to doubt your decision. You're going to worry about the narcissist reaction because you're a good person, but you have to remind yourself that their emotional manipulation is a tool to keep you hooked. Trust that this decision is about your own healing and your own future happiness. Narcissists don't accept rejection. They don't accept it well. They don't accept it at all sometimes. So be prepared for their attempts to manipulate or gaslight you into staying. They will. They're going to charm you back, promise change, blame you for the relationship's issues. This will all be put on you. And it is about sticking to your decision and not getting drowned in these cycles again. And obviously, you know, create a safety plan. You want to confide in people that you can trust. Get a therapist, okay? Narcissists are very isolating. So I think it's really important that you recognize that and you start making these connections again. And get a support system to stay grounded. I mean, consider a no contact rule. Cut them off all communication. Try that. It's going to be difficult, especially if you're accustomed to the manipulation. But this is how you avoid being pulled back into their control. You make the clean exit. Whatever it is, gather your shit and just leave. Especially if, like, you know, this person can be confrontational or volatile. We want to keep you safe, you know? And we work on healing. We get you safe and we go through the healing. This is a priority. So it's not leave and then fight for your life. It is healing. Engage in shit that's going to bring you joy. You've got to cultivate your own interests and start to rebuild your sense of self-worth apart from who you were with this person. Okay. Because in your mind, this is what has defined you for lots of years. But it doesn't define you anymore. So it's becoming a new version of you. This is literally going to feel like a death. It will feel like a death. Death that you lost someone and a death that you lost yourself. And that's okay. So we're going to go through all those feelings. We're going to grieve. We're going to find things that make us feel good. We're going to work out. We're going to journal. We're going to be with people who are healthy for us. Get into therapy. Find a life coach. Whatever it takes to help you work through this trauma. And to be able to work through your emotions, heal, regain your worth, and then set those boundaries. But breaking free from codependency is a process. It's not an overnight fix. Like, everything doesn't just click into place the night you decide to walk away. It is a process and it takes work. You've got to treat yourself with kindness. Give yourself that grace. Part of the situation, I don't see how anybody could be whole from a situation like this without God. In the season I'm in, I just don't see that as possible. So I say, buckle down in your faith. That's it. You know, buckle down in everything that he says. Dive into the word. Babe, listen, I do a review of chapters. I have a reading schedule and I do a review of the chapters. And I think if you're struggling with this, you need to be in my group. It is in the show notes. It is Bible Study for a Badass. And I'm 13 days in of just, you know, sharing the overview of what God is saying to us. And I promise you, even if it doesn't feel real in the beginning, if you're kind of like, oh, I hear these words, it just doesn't seem real. It took me a year before I started really feeling those words come to life, but it has meant so much in my life. Like, it has all the healing I thought I've done. It has enhanced that, you know, and it's helped me give myself that grace. reading the stories in the Bible of the people that have messed up right in front of God's face, like at a time where Jesus walked the earth and these people did shit that was just like, oh my God, he did that. And to think that those people were forgiven and they had a purpose and they had grace and they were met with love and joy and compassion, we're the same way. Even more so because all of those people came so that we could be here in this moment. So it is time for you to be willing to work on yourself and get through these emotional complexities of, you know, what the relationship has done and the relationship of yourself. Now you're going to rebuild your identity, rediscover who you are. Absolutely. Being with a narcissist will erode your sense of self. That is natural. Okay. Take time to reconnect with your core values, your interests, your passions, your spiritual side. Who were you before the relationship and what do you want for your future? You're going to have to practice self-validation, reclaiming your self-worth by learning to validate yourself instead of relying on some external bullshit from someone who doesn't mean it in the first place. That means like you're going to get real with affirmations. You're going to start being in the present moment. You're going to start being mindful. You're going to learn to trust your instincts again because that shit is gone right now. And it is day one. It is day one, but it can be one day or it can be day one and you get to choose that. And then you're going to start nurturing relationships with people who value who you really are. Not for how they can, you know, how you can serve their needs. Healthy relationships foster mutual respect. Okay. There is an emotional give back, right? We love on each other and that counteracts the tendencies of codependency. Grieve the loss. Okay. Even if you've left them, those ties are really hard to sever. Allow yourself the time to grieve for all of it. It's okay to mourn what could have been or the potential that you had hoped for. It's okay to mourn a lot of things. And listen, you have to forgive yourself. I know you bitches are blaming yourself for staying. You're blaming yourself. You're like, I should have seen the signs earlier. I knew this was happening. So you forgive yourself and you make the choice. You don't forgive yourself and then keep beating yourself up and stay there so he could beat you up too. You get real and you come in and you're gentle with yourself, okay? And codependency really comes from those early life experiences. So breaking free of this is an act of personal strength and growth. That's huge. You have to let go of the fantasy, okay? Because that facade of perfection or love bombing, you've had those false hopes for the future, that was never going to happen. Even if it was your life for the first 3 months, it's never going to happen. They got what they wanted from you and they can't go back to that. That's it. They are who they are. And what I've really learned in my life is that you've got to love people where they are. You know, I, even in my marriage now, it's easy now to see how I did not do that in the beginning. You know, where there was an unconditional love. I knew I chose him in so many ways for so many reasons. But there was always that idea of like healing. I hope he heals with me on this journey instead of just full acceptance in that moment, right? Because there was, you know, alcohol issues and other things that came to play. And absolutely, it took time. Even now, there's, you know, things that the kids went through, there's still a process and level of healing. And that's okay. But it's really important that today, right now, you know, I've taken massive responsibility and I look at this man and absolutely, I love him for where he is today. You know, and you have to look at the people in your life and love them for where they are. And if you're going to choose that unconditional relationship, then you're going to love and accept them as they are. And loving people doesn't mean you have to continue to be where you are. You don't have, you know, you can love someone from a distance, love them enough to know that it's time to let go if that's the case. We want to make a commitment to our emotional well-being and we want to love ourselves as we are now. Love people as they are now, not how we hope they can be in the future. It is today. That's all we've got, honey. That's all we've got. This is a commitment to your emotional well-being, a willingness to break old patterns. It's going to take time. But if you make the choice and you choose to change, that determination, the self-compassion, the right tools, you're going to heal and you're going to build a life that honors your needs. It's going to honor your potential. It's going to honor your boundaries. It's not easy, but neither is where you are. Like, this is not easy. The toll it's taking on your life, it's going to make you sick. Like, it is just a constant, your nervous system cannot survive that state of fight or flight all the time. It's not easy being where you are, and it's not going to be easy going where you deserve to be. But it is worth it, because on one side you've got life, and on the other side you're facing death. And that's a fact. And I know if you love someone that's with a narcissist, and I know a lot of people that love a lot of people that are with narcissists, I know it's frustrating because you do want to help, but the person may not be ready or willing to make the changes. So it is really about, listen, we can understand the struggle. We can have sympathy for the situation. You know, we can understand the manipulation, but we also don't have to take that baggage on ourselves. You can have empathy and understand and not take this on for yourself. Okay. That empathy has to come from the fact that, you know, they're emotionally drained right now. They're full of fear. They're full of self-doubt. They have the low self-esteem. Give them hope. Encourage self-awareness. Listen with the empathy, you know, and there's a difference between venting and complaining. We're going to set boundaries where we're not going to sit in a room and listen to complaining every single day and not see the change, because that's pulling us into the toxic bubble. But we can listen actively with empathy, no judgment. Let people feel heard. Getting them to have some self-awareness is key. And respect the decision-making process, you know, and that's kind of where I am. You've got someone that has chosen what they're doing. I respect that. And I can still have strong opinions about the situation, but not one part of me is pressuring anybody to do anything. I'm not. You just can't pressure people to make a decision to change something that, you know, has been their identity for so long. And the decision to leave or stay is theirs. Where's the boundary? Where do we set the boundary? If you're struggling with someone who is in a relationship with a narcissist and they're continuing to be there, you love them from a distance. And that's it. I have watched people, you know, I can specifically think of someone I love to death that I've known for many, many years, going through the struggle of a codependent relationship and going through this process. And could I ever understand? No, I look at her and I'm like, God, you're just full of light and love and all these things. And then I see this toxic trait, like the opposite of like a death human, just miserable, just sucking the life out of her. And I could never understand that, but I have always loved her from a distance. Like, I get it. I love you anyway. And I respect her decision-making process. And I have had very strong opinions about her situation. But it was never like, you have to do this. It is just, ultimately, the decision to stay or leave is theirs. That's it. And you may not see the situation clearly. They may not be ready to face the realities of their own shit. And that's the hardest part of this. Like, having to own our shit. And when you have been someone who is codependent, it is scary to step away. It's scary. And sometimes it's important that we just offer that emotional support, okay? Again, support does not mean you become part of the problem by constantly listening to the complaining and feeding into that victim mentality, because that isn't going to get you anywhere. Like, you will not be helping your friend if you feed the victim mentality. If you're constantly feeling sorry because there is a power there, like, you are fueling this person. We're not feeling sorry for that. We're respecting the choice of where they choose to be. And we can offer emotional support. We can be a safe space without being pulled into the mess. Okay? Without being pulled into the mess. And you can validate their feelings. Like, yeah, it sounds like you're really in a tough spot. I tell my friend, I can't imagine how exhausting this must be, you know, because people want validation. They want to feel understood. And this kind of empowers people to start recognizing their own power too, you know? Encourage small steps, like, focus on helping them build their confidence, right? It is like, you know, when I made the boundary of like, I'm not going to listen. We'll talk about Sarah. I'm not going to listen to Sarah just complain for an hour about things. We're going to redirect the conversation. Okay. And if Sarah's not open to the redirection of the conversation where we can focus on her confidence, we focus on them by helping them take small steps to rebuild their self-esteem, right? Small boundaries or little tiny actions that are going to focus on self-care, that are going to help, you know, keep Sarah focused on emotional well-being, even if it's just seeking like personal time or going back to find a hobby that they love to do once and they haven't because this relationship has sucked the life out of them. You know, I will sit here all day and highlight Sarah's strengths. I will remind her of the shit that makes her capable of creating a life outside of the relationship when they're ready. Does she need to know that's my plan? Probably not. But is that what we could do for the people that we love, that we know are in fucked up situations? Absolutely. Help them see the power that's in them already. And set boundaries with yourself, because you can't fix anybody's shit, okay? I want you to know that. It's important to recognize when their complaining starts to negatively affect you. That's it. If they are not taking those steps to change, they're emotionally draining you. So be clear about your limits and let them know when it's becoming too much. Like, I have literally made it clear, like, you can take the steps to empower yourself or you can stay here, but I can't be the emotional dumping ground for the frustration if you choose to stay. That's it. You have to know when it's time to distance yourself as well. And that this is definitely my favorite step. You got to step back, okay? If their complaints become a repetitive cycle and they're showing no sign, okay, of wanting to change or leave, that's where you step back, okay? And just know that people make their own choices. You can't save people. They have to want to save themselves. But we want to avoid enabling the cycle. Please, I see so many people do this, okay? You are getting stuck in a cycle of complaining because they get validation from other people without having to take action. That's it. And these people are going to use your sympathy to avoid dealing with their shit. That's it. This is where you step back and say, listen, you need to get some help. You know, there's so much out there, so many support groups, so many resources. This is a huge thing. That's it. But at the end of the day, babe, okay, I know we want to help people. I know we can't understand situations that people get themselves into. But at the end of the day, change has to come within. That's it. They have to go through their own process of awakening, of realization, of healing, of empowerment. So you could be the compassionate listener. You can provide that emotional support. But they're the ones that are going to decide when to take action. You protect your peace. Speak your peace and then release. So we let their journey be their journey and we love them where they are. Okay. So if you're struggling with this, I do encourage you, like, reach out, get some help, get a support group, message me. I would love to have a conversation. Maybe you have a different perspective from me, because ideally I have not experienced a personal relationship with a narcissist. So, you know, I will never be able to relate to that actual feeling of being manipulated. I will never actually be able to relate to the hell that you're going through. But I can help you get out of it, because I related to that side. I've been on the other side. I've been on the side of joy and peace and healing and setting boundaries and making your health a priority. And just even the point of knowing that, you know, my husband's emotions are not my problem. My emotions are not his problem, right? Like, we're not responsible for that. You are not responsible for anyone's happiness or peace. And no one's responsible for yours. And that is just taking this back to that moment of, like, you have to save yourself. You have to do this for yourself. We all want to see that baby take their first steps. You know, we all want to see it. Maybe it's just not your time. Love them where they are. Set your boundaries, protect your peace. And yeah, that's a wrap. If you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Take a quick moment to leave a review. Let me know how this episode hits you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass humans like you. So let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass because the world needs the full version of you.